Sheffield at the University of Sheffield. Workers were also striking over the closure of the archaeology department and the restructuring of the School of Languages. The UQ branch won an additional local ballot for strike action against these cuts. I visited the picket lines with other members of University of Sheffield socialist students to show support for university staff in these disputes. Staff described the lack of security as the most frustrating element of their contracts, many of which are renewed every 12 months at short notice. Postgrad students struggle to balance mandatory teaching with their own studies, and research staff are constantly applying for external funding and evaluating their finances to even continue their work. The recent reshuffling of the School of Languages and Cultures has also left students and staff outraged and disappointed at the impact this will have on the quality of the learning for languages degrees, and this same anger is carried towards the department's attitude on pensions. These disputes are fully justified, as management attempts to curb pension benefits and willfully impose closures, including redundancies, despite the university having an annual profit of £127.1 million and an endowment fund of £45.5 million. Dan Glazer and Helene Trister, Sheffield Socialist Students.